in full Krishna consciousness, how is it possible that he has not become purified? The one who is engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotional service has without doubt become free from all contamination of material sinful activity. Devotional service, therefore, has the power to actually nullify all kinds of reactions to sinful deeds. A devotee is nevertheless always alert not to commit any sinful activity. This is a specific qualification as a devotee. Thus the Srimad Bhagavatam states that by performing devotional service, a person who was born even in a family of God-eaters may become eligible to take part in the performance of the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Vedas. It is implicit in this statement that a person born into a family of God-eaters is generally not fit for performing yajna or sacrifice. The priestly caste in charge of performing these ritualistic sacrifices, ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Vedas, is called the Brahmana order. Unless one is a Brahmana, he cannot perform these ceremonies. A person is born in a Brahmana family or in a family of dog eaters due to his past activities. If a person is born in a family of dog eaters, it means that his past activities are all sinful. But if such a person takes to the path of devotional service and begins to chant the holy names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, he is at once fit to perform the ritualistic ceremony. This means that his sinful reactions have immediately become neutralized.
Shadow ki sarta sabraya kalda. It is commented by Srila Jiva Goswami that a person born in the Brahmin family waits for being initiated as twice born to take birth in the family of a Brahmana is not sufficient qualification. He has to study the Vedas, he has to be initiated with said ceremony, so many ritualistic performances. Dasa Vida Sanskara, Sanskara Dhavet Bija. So, the distinction is being made by Jiva Goswami that a Brahman, son of a Brahmana, awaits so many ritualistic ceremonies before he is competent to perform yoga. Not that because he is born of a Brahmana father, therefore he becomes eligible to perform yoga. He requires primarily so many purificatory methods. But a Vaishnava, one who has stepped into devotional service, for him it is said, Shraddha Samanaya Kalpate. As soon as he becomes a devotee, he becomes eligible to perform yoga, Samanaya Kalpate. That means preference given to the devotee than to the son of a Brahmin. The devotee, although born in the family of dog eaters, the lowest of the mankind, but if he is Vaishnava, initiated, Dikha Vidhani, then he becomes eligible to perform sacrifice. That is officially accepted that a Vaishnava, even born of dog-eater's family, kirata hunandra pulinda pukkasa avira sambha jamana khasadaya janne cha papa. These are the least of low-grade human society, kirata hunandra, and there may be others also. Pani pila. There may be others, jennai cha papa, anne, any kinds of sinful man, shuddhanti, jadupasraya-sraya. If such man takes shelter of a pure devotee, then he purifies him, shuddhanti. One may question how he becomes purified. He is born of a family of dog-eaters. How he becomes purified? It requires, according to smartha consideration, he requires next birth. There are two processes of Vedic understanding, smartha vichar and goswami vichar. According to smartha vichar, unless a person born in a low-grade family takes another birth, he cannot be eligible to become a Brahman. But according to Goswami Vichar, if he is properly initiated by a bona fide Vaishnava, then he becomes more than a Brahmana, sadhupi saddha. Immediately he becomes eligible to perform sacrifices. So, the problem is that at the present moment we are not taking care, I mean that our Indian Brahmanas or those who are spiritual leaders, they are not actually taking care of the fallen souls. But in the Bhagavad Gita, it is sanctioned. It is said clearly, Mang hi partha vipas sritya jipishu papajuna. Any person born of low-grade family, papujoni, sriya avasya satha suddha, stipi janti paranga. So, it is the duty of the elevated person, brahmanas and vaishnavas, to take charge of this business. Krishna says, jipishu papujoni, never mind. One is born in low-grade family, but he can go back to home, back to Goddess. Tepi janti parangati. So who will take the initiative to elevate these persons? Unless one who is expert does not take interest for elevating these fallen souls, then how they will be elevated? This is the problem. But we are not careful about this affair. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore indicated that Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haila Ja, Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paropakar. This is Paropakar. Those who are born in low-grade family, the most regrettable fact is that in India, the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, they did not take care of the fallen souls. Once one becomes, somehow or other, a Mohammedan, he has no more chance to come back to the Hindu society. This policy was being followed, and therefore, the result is that these fallen souls, whom we call fallen souls, the Mohammedans, they partitioned. Now we are crying. Not only that, I think from historical point of view, this whole planet was India, Bharatvarsha. This planet was called Bharatvarsha, not this portion of land. But because gradually the Vedic culture become diminished, they separated from this Vedic culture, as we have got actual experience. And within 20 years, the Pakistanis taken away from India. See, if we follow that policy, that one who is born in India as Brahman, except him, nobody can become Brahmana, then this Vedic civilization will be, in due course of time, lost. We should be very careful. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is spreading Vedic culture outside India, and they are welcoming it. Those who are intelligent, they are welcoming it, they are accepting it. We should encourage them. Instead of discouraging this movement, we should encourage, so that the whole world can be united on the platform of this Krishna consciousness movement. If we simply hate low-grade families, low-grade men, that will not solve the problem. Just like when there was political movement in India, the Britishers, they presented so many problems, just like the untouchables, the Mohammedans, there are so many things. The Britishers put forward these problems. They are not willing to separate the British rule. Only some high class, higher section of the Hindu, they are trying to separate the British rule. At that time, Gandhi stamped the Chamars and the Bhangis as Harijan. That means, as soon as there was the word Harijan, immediately a person would be considered coming from the Chamars and the Bhangis. But such exalted title, Harijan, is offered to personalities like Narada, Brahma, those who are actually associates with Hari. But according to Shastra, there is no objection to accept these Chamars and the Bhangis or any low-grade family to make him Harijan, provided he accepts the lotus feet of Krishna in a regular way by the Vaishnava Vidha, just recommended by the Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Tatha Dikha Vidhanena Dijatam Jayati Nina. Dikha Vidhanena. By the proper initiative process, one can become Dija, twice born. Nina, Tatha, Jatha Kanchanatang Jati Kangs Raso Vidhanena, Tatha Dikha Vidhanena, Dijatang Jayati Nina. This is the injunction of Sanatana Goswami. Just like by chemical manipulation, by mercury, with kinds of bell metal. This is the suggestion given by Sanatana Goswami, that as bell metal can be transformed into gold by mixing with mercury. Similarly, it is a question of manipulating. Similarly, by expert manipulation, even any man, not low or high, it doesn't matter. Any man can be transformed into a Brahman, Dija, twice born. So, this is recommended not only by Sanatana Goswami, by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, and Sukadeva Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam. Shuddhanti Prabhavishnavi Nama. He recommends that one, when one becomes a Vaishnava, by the supreme power of Vishnu, Praho Vishnavi Nama, he has got so much power that he can turn a low-grade man into a great Vaishnava. Just like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, he was born in Mahavidan family and he was made Namacharya Haridas Thakur by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namacharya. The Acharya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually appeared for glorifying the holy name of the Lord. Harinama, 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 Iva Kevalam. Krishna Vannang Tisha Krishna, always chanting Hare Krishna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specially incarnated, adventured himself for spreading this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Haridas Thakur, who was born in a Mahavidan family, he was made the Namacharya, the authority of spreading this holy name. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami, they become Mahavidans, at least formally. His name was also changed, Sakar Mallik, Dabir Khas. And they were made the prime ministers of spreading the Sankirtan movement, the Chaitanya cult. Sanatana, we are sitting here, Rupa Goswami's place. So officially they become Mahavidan. But by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Eichhaya Gosai Jar Tarmai Das, Nartam Das Thakur says that these six Goswamis, anyone who accepts these six Goswamis as authority, spiritual master, I am his servant. Therefore, we Gaudiya Vaishnava, we are known as Rupanuga Vaishnava, following the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. So this is the process. So by following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, the whole world can become purified. Sadhupi Saddha Sabanaya Kalva. Not only purified, but they are purified so much so that they can be allowed to perform yajnas. Because performing yajna was entrusted to high class Brahmana, who is very expert in Mantra Tantra Visharada, not ordinary Brahmana. So a Vaishnava is recommended to take charge of performing sacrifices. Sadhupi Saddha Sabanaya Kalpa. So this is the exalted position. Haridas Thakur, actually, this was exemplified by Gadadhar, Advaita Prabhu. Advaita Prabhu happened to be at that time the president of the Brahmana Society. Very learned scholar and Vaishnava. And he was entrusted to be the president of Brahmana Society in Shantipur. So when he performed the ritualistic ceremony after the death of his father, funeral ceremony, he offered the first prasadam to Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur was little shy accepting that Advaita Prabhu, you have exalted me in so many ways, but you, because according to the Smartha Vidhan, when one is performing the funeral ceremony of his father, the first portion would be offered to the best of the Brahmins. So it was offered to Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur felt little shyness that Advaita Prabhu, you love me, that is all right, but you are doing all these things, you may be socially ostracized. So Advaita Prabhu said, no, by feeding you, I am feeding 1 crore of best Brahmins. And let any Brahmana come to me, I shall convince him. That was his statement. So this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that we can accept anyone. It doesn't matter where from he is coming, and make him a pure Vaishnava. And following the footsteps of Advaita Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these Vaishnavas from foreign countries, those who are actually purified by the process of initiation, they should be accepted, they should not be neglected. Unfortunately, there is some silent protest that I am ruining the Hindu religion because I am initiating the Europeans and Americans, therefore I am ruining Hindu religion. There is a grudge against me. But you can just consider these points, that I am going strictly according to the regulation given by the Goswamis and the Shastras. Shastra allows, Krishna says, Manghi Partha Bapasita Jepisu Papajani. Papajani, any Papajani, it doesn't matter. If he takes regularly the shelter of Krishna, lotus feet of Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe marna. He predicted. Practically, we are trying to carry out the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that anyone who has taken birth as human being in Bharatvarsha, he should engage his life for paropakar. And he said also, prithivite ache jato nagaradigram, all over the world, as many towns and villages are there, my name will be established there. So we are trying to do that. So his name should be established. Does not mean that they should remain as javanas or mechas, and simply know Lord Chaitanya. No. Actually, the fact is that everyone should be elevated to the position of Vaishnava, purified Vaishnava. That is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavat, Bhagavad Gita. Chatur Bannang Maya System Guna Karma Vibhagas. They should be made into Brahmanas by qualifying them as Brahmana. So the first condition is that anyone who comes to Krishna consciousness as a bona fide initiated member, he gives us all these abominable habits, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. They have given up even smoking cigarette, even drinking tea, coffee. So they are all, after being qualified, they are accepted as Vaishnava and properly initiated. So they cannot be neglected as other than Brahmanas. That is not very good proposition. They are, according to Shastra, they are qualified. It may be due to some past habits, they may commit some mistake, and unconsciously. Consciously, no Vaishnava commits any mistake, but maybe due to habit, that is also protected by Krishna. Apite suduracharo bhajate mamananava sadhureva samantappa. Even there are some discrepancies, but if the only one qualification is there, that is taking to Krishna consciousness rigidly, he is sadhu, sadhureva samantappa. He is not to be neglected. So these Europeans, Americans, devotees, according to the enunciation given by Rupa Goswami, as it is supported by Lord Krishna himself, as it is supported by Sukadev Goswami, as it is supported by Sanatana Goswami, and as it is ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are regularly initiated Vaishnava. They should not be neglected. That will be Vaishnava aparat, offense unto the Vaishnava. Out of all kinds of aparadhas, offenses, Vaishnava aparat is the most dangerous. Most dangerous. So, Vaishnava aparad is not excused by Vishnu. The instance is, what is called? I forget his name. Amburish and Durvasa. Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni, because he offended to Amburish Maharaj, he was not excused even by Vishnu. He had to fall down on the feet of Maharaj Amburish. Yes, Amburish Upakhyan. Yes. So Vaishnava aparad is the greatest offense. Even a great sage like Durvasa was not excused. He was so great, Durvasa, that he could go personally to all the lokas, Brahma loka, Shiva loka, Vishnu loka. Personally he could go by his yogic power. Just imagine how much he was powerful. He saw face to face Lord Vishnu and requested him to give him protection from the Sudarshan Chakra, and Vishnu refused. So I cannot give you protection because you are offended to a Vaishnava. Only Amburish Maharaj can give you protection. Just see, you are so exalted yogi that he could see personally Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, but still he was not excused on account of his offense to a Vaishnava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned very severely, Tar madde Vaishnava aparat hati mata. Vaishnava aparat is the greatest offense. We should be very careful. In according to our Vedic civilization, a Vaishnava, a saintly person, was never under the government laws. They were not under the Gawai government laws, even Jamaraj's law. That is also stated. Jamaraj warned his servants not to approach Vaishnava. So Vaishnava's position is so great. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for turning everyone to become a pure Vaishnava. Pure Vaishnava. That is the actual aim of human life. As we are discussing this morning, mumukshava. The aim of human life is to get out of the clutches of Maya, repetition of birth and death and transmigration from one body to another. That is the real aim of life. That is real freedom. So, if we neglect this opportunity, then we are called Atmaha. Atmaha means committing suicide. It's like a person knowingly committing suicide, cutting his throat. Similarly, a human being getting so much opportunity, especially in India, we have got so many books of knowledge, especially the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra means Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is explicit narration of the Vedanta Sutra, Bhasang Brahma Sutrana. So Indians especially should take advantage of this human form of life and spread this knowledge all over the world. Then the whole world will be peaceful and happy. That is our proposition. It is not I repeatedly say that this is not a religious cult, that we want to supersede another type of religion. That is not our business. Our aim is to make all people happy. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. This is the Vedic mission. Everyone should be happy. But they are trying to be happy, but they do not know how to become. Nati vidu sartha gatingi vishnu. They are misguided. They cannot be happy without becoming Vaishnava. This is open declaration in the Shastra. They cannot become happy. Nati vidu sartha gatingi vishnu durasaya. If they are trying to become happy, otherwise, that is durasaya, hopeless thing. It will never be fructified. It will never be successful. Nati vidu, they do not know. Therefore, our business is to make them know that this is the way of perfection. Take Krishna consciousness. Make your life perfect. Be happy and go back to home, back to God. This is our mission. They do not know. So we are trying to convince them in so many ways. There is no need of so many ways. The one simple method, chanting a Hare Krishna mantra, will be sufficient to make them perfect. Chita darpanam arjanam bhavo mahadavagni nibbhavanam. The problems, bhavo mahadavagni. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mahadabhagni, great forest fire. Forest fire, we have no experience immediately, but in America, there is occasionally forest fire. They have got very good experience. There are many forests also. So, the forest fire takes place automatically. Nobody goes to set fire. Similarly, in this material world, the blazing fire is always there. Problems, different problems. Bhavo mahadavagni, nidvapanam. This will be extinguished immediately. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying. How? Parang vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Simply by spreading the Sankirtan movement, all the problems of the world will be immediately mitigated. So, to make people Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, and to spread the Sankirtan movement, this is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we are trying our best. Actually, it was the duty of the Indians. Fortunately, the Americans have taken up instead of Indians. Therefore, I have brought them. The Indians, you are forgetting your duty. The foreigners are doing your duty. So you should welcome them instead of driving them away by so many pleas. This is not very good. Yes, go on.
In the Padma Purana, there are four kinds of effects due to sinful activities, which are listed as follows. 1. The effect which is not yet fructified. 2. The effect which is lying as seed. 3. The effect which is already mature. And 4. the effect which is almost mature. It is also stated that all these four effects,
kutastha, bij, prarabdha, like that. This is that. These are the our effects. Just like we can understand in modern, just like if you infect some disease, it becomes immediately kutastha. Kutastha means stalk. In due course of time, it will come out, manifest. Similarly, we are acting so many sinful activities. Sometimes they complain that this man is committing so many sinful activities, but he is happy. But actually, he is enjoying the effects of his past, something past. Now he is happy. But that effect of the impious activities, that is in store, it will come out in due course of time. That is called kutastha. Kutastha, phalanmok, prarabdha, these are the Sanskrit language. That is being explained here. Go on.
It is also stated that all these four effects become immediately vanquished for those who surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, and become engaged in his devotional service.
Yes. These four kinds of stages of sinful activities in stock, almost fructified, manifest, all these stages of sinful activities can be immediately nullified because it is assured by Krishna, aham tva sarva papebhyo mokkhasya. It is not imagination. If we believe in the words of Krishna, then there is no question of denying this fact. Krishna personally says, aham tva sarva papebhyo mokkhasya, sarva papebhyo. The kutastha, phalanmok, prarabdha, everything, it becomes immediately nullified, simply by this process, by surrendering. Krishna, I was mistaken. I forgot your mastership, you are my eternal Lord. So I was bewildered, I was wondering. Now I have come to my senses, I surrender unto you sincerely. You accept me. This very thing will give you immediately protection from all sinful activities. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja aham tva sarva papebhyo mokkhasya. So where is the difficulty? Let us surrender to Krishna and execute his will. Whatever he surrender means, I must be prepared to execute the will of Krishna, not my whims, but Krishna's will. The Krishna's will is that you become Krishna's devotee. Manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. Where is the difficulty? You surrender unto him and he is yours. Mame bhaja prapadante mayame tang sarantite. Immediately he becomes relieved from the effects of illusory energy. So there is no difficulty. Not at all difficulty. Let us immediately become surrender to Krishna's lotus feet. Think of him always, manmana bhava mad bhakta, to become his devotee. Always think of him. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskuru. Always worship me, always offer obeisances. These are the four principles. Anyone can do it. There is no restriction for any caste, creed, nation. Everyone, it is open to the human being. If we actually want to be happy, we must take to Krishna consciousness. There is no other alternative. That is our point. Yes, go on.
Those effects described as almost mature refer to the distress from which one is suffering at present. And the effects lying as seed means that in the core of the heart there is a certain stock of sinful desires which are like seeds. The Sanskrit word kutam means that they are almost ready to produce the seed or the effect of the seed. An immature effect refers to the case where the seed has not yet begun. From this statement of Padma Purana, it is understood that material contamination is very subtle. Its beginning, its fruition, and result, and how one suffers such results in the form of distress, are part of a great chain. When one catches some disease, it is often very difficult to ascertain the cause of the disease, where it originated, and how it is maturing. The suffering of a disease, however, does not appear all of a sudden. It actually takes time. And, as in the medical field, for precaution's sake, the doctor injects a vaccination to prevent the growing of contamination. Similarly, the practical injection to stop all the fructifications of the seeds of our sinful activities is simply engagement in Krishna
consciousness. This is the best injection. Take this injection and become free from all sinful reaction. Gone.
In this connection, Shukadeva Goswami speaks in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, second chapter, 17th verse, about the story of Ajamil, who began life as a fine and dutiful Brahmana, but in his young manhood became wholly corrupted by a prostitute. At the end of his wicked life, just by calling the name of Narayana, or Krishna, he was saved, despite so much sin. Shukadeva points out that austerity...
Sarpam api asya dharma satrayate mahato bhaya. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Sarpam api asya dharma. Little Krishna consciousness can save you from the greatest danger. The example is this Ajamil. Ajamil was the greatest sinful man. Similarly, Jagai Madhai. So, Krishna consciousness is so nice that from the life of Ajamila, we understand simply by uttering the name of Narayana at the time of his death, he became eligible to be promoted to the Vaikuntha Loka. Go on.
Shukadeva points out that austerity, charity, and the performance of ritualistic ceremonies for counteracting sinful activities are recommended processes, but that by performing them, one cannot remove the sinful desire seed from the heart, as was the case with Ajamil in his youth. This sinful desire seed can be removed only by achieving Krishna consciousness, and this can be accomplished very easily by chanting the Maha Mantra, or the Hare Krishna Mantra, as recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other words, unless one adopts the path of devotional service, he cannot be 100% clean from all the reactions of sinful activities.
So I shall discuss more tomorrow. Chant Hare Krishna.